Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are IrishTaxRebates.ie. Now, if you have paid any tax in the last, say, 4 years, there's a high chance that you could be due a tax rebate. And that's where our friends at IrishTaxRebates.ie come into the picture. Based on a study that they did, the average person is due a tax rebate of €1,092. So that could be you, €1,092. So if you would like to find out whether or not you're due a tax rebate, all you have to do is log on to their website, irishtaxrebates.ie. You fill out their short questionnaire, and then they do all the donkey work for you. And you could get a couple of hundred, you could get €1,000 back from revenue with their help. Now, their charge is very reasonable. They charge just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you manage to get a tax rebate of €1,000, IrishTaxRebates.ie will only charge you €100 plus VAT, which is €123. That's it. Other companies are charging 30 or 40%, not IrishTaxRebates.ie. And a lot of our listeners have been in touch with us, having successfully gotten a tax rebate.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I listen to your podcast every single day, and I heard you're their sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate. So I decided to give it a go because I haven't claimed tax back, and I applied 10 days ago, and this morning I got my refund of €2,100, which was a big surprise. He says, "Happy Christmas to me."
IrishTaxRebates.ie is their website address. Pop on there, check out for yourself whether or not you are due a tax rebate. Now, I'll let you know what we're going to talk about in just a moment. But before I do, we've been running a competition on our Facebook page over the last couple of days, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, because as you will know, recently Spotify issued their Spotify Wrapped, which shows what you listen to during the year. And we were asking you to let us know where Opinions Matter figured in your Spotify Wrapped. We're giving away a €50 Just Eat voucher. So let's ring the winner right now.
Hello.
I'm looking for Tony, please.
Speaking.
Hiya, Tony. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast.
Good, Adrian. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Not a bother. Thanks. Now, you entered our competition that we were running the other day, where we were asking people to let us know where we are in your Spotify Wrapped.
Number one. Was this your hotel podcast? Yeah.
Good man. That's what we like to hear. Yeah. Opinions Matter, the number one podcast in Tony's Spotify Wrapped. Well, guess what, Tony? We've just picked your name out. You just won yourself a €50 Just Eat voucher.
Deadly. Thank you.
So congratulations. And if you stay on the line, we'll get all your details. And thanks very much for listening to the Opinions Matter podcast.
Brilliant. Thank you, Adrian.
And thank you to everybody who entered the competition. And keep an eye on our Facebook page. We will have more competitions in the days and weeks ahead. Maura has been in touch with us, and Maura wrote the following. I listen to your podcast every night, guys, and I would love to highlight this because I'm still so upset over what happened to me on Saturday. And we might find the scumbag who did it. I live in Ringsend in a cul-de-sac. On Saturday, I was around in Tesco, and when I came home, my cat, Harry, was outside the house, lying down, covered in blood. I picked him up and brought him to the vets. A car had run over him and broke his back legs, and he had to be put down. He was my best friend, and that's why I'm so upset. I checked my doorbell camera and seen it all happen. The scumbag knew he ran him over and knew he didn't kill him, but he just left Harry there in pain until I got home an hour later. Imagine doing that. The psycho. If anyone has any information, can they contact your show and you can talk about this and get this evil scumbag arrested? Because that's all he is. And that's from a lady called Maura. So Maura is not at all happy that poor old Harry got run over and left there for dead.
I think it's awful. I'm very, very triggered. Very, very triggered by today's topic. Having spoken to Maura off air, she's still very, very upset. I mean, it's what, two days since it happened? 3 days nearly. I'm also disgusted, and I'm just... As we speak, I know Maura's address. I'm not going to give it out here, but I'm going to look at the road that Maura lives on Google Maps just here. Isn't that the name of the road?
Yep,
I don't
that's
give it.
Yep.
Out,
yep.
Villas. Okay. So I'm not going to tell you where Maura lives, but she lives in... Is that Ringsend?
It is Ringsend, yeah.
Where she lives on Ringsend, because I was disgusted by the amount of comments on her Facebook page, basically victim blaming, basically blaming her for letting the cat out. She is mm-hmm. the victim here. And the road that she lives on is not a main road. Now, it does go on to a main road, but the road she lives on is literally a cul-de-sac.
It's a cul-de-sac, yeah.
So the car... Now, I've also seen the camera footage that she has sent on from the... And there's no point in playing it because there's no audio on it. But her doorbell camera picked up exactly what happened. Now... The car driver wasn't driving fast because his car parked on both sides of the road, you can see, as you can see there, yeah. He was probably doing, what, 25?
Yeah, but he wasn't... But Harry jumped out in front of him, yeah?
Yeah.
And he hit Harry a wallop.
Yeah.
And he just kept driving. Now...
I think it's disgusting.
Disgusting?
And I'll tell you why, because it happened to me before. I don't want to even talk about what happened to me because it's very upsetting. So you remember that happened because my wife was pregnant at the time. When that happened,
yeah,
with a motorcycle delivery driver, and I can't even get into the conversation.
Lady Maura is making this guy out to be a psycho. People in the comment section on Facebook earlier on were calling him a psycho, yeah. A potential serial killer.
Okay,
like,
the fact
hello,
is, we have seen
it was an accident.
We have seen the video of it happening. The car was, and I'm not saying the car was only driving. This is not about. The driver of that car being responsible. Well, he is responsible. He was driving slow.
Harry jumped right out in front of him.
Yeah, and Harry jumped right out in front of him.
And he got a wallop of the car.
So nobody, I'm not even blaming the driver for that. It could happen to any of us. What I am blaming him for is you can see in the video that the car comes to a stop. Look, there's the car comes to a stop.
Yeah, you know, I've seen the video,
you can see him rolling down the window, yeah? Now, you can't see the cat from this particular angle. But presumably he could see the cat.
No, he knows he hit a cat.
He knows he hit a cat and he kept driving. And he knows he didn't squish it because...
Now you don't know that. Look, the bottom line is he didn't stop, okay? He hit the cat and he didn't stop.
I agree, calling the guy a psycho is a bit... it's so callous. It is so callous what he did. It is absolutely disgusting. As someone who this has happened to, and it happened to her cat as well at the end of her road, the cat saw us walking in the road and ran out from a bush. It was a horrible incident. Ran out from a bush and a motorcyclist ran him over and didn't kill him, but the motorcyclist continued to go. Now, I got a photograph of him on my phone, but it was too far away to ever get his reg plate. But that's why it's such a rough topic for
okay.
me.
No, I'm sorry. Let's just relax here for a second. To be calling this guy a psycho, a potential serial killer, which is what one comment said, is ridiculous. He hit the bloody cat. It was an accident. There's no law that says he should have done something about it.
That gets me. You didn't speak to Maura. Maybe pick up the phone and speak to Maura and see how
I know she's upset.
Upset she is and see how upset she is. The bit that gets to me...
I could argue with Maura, if you don't want your cat to get a bang of a car, don't let it out.
That's... Okay.
Keep the cat indoors, then he won't get hit by a car.
That's like saying to somebody who was sexually assaulted, don't go outside the door if you don't want to get sexually assaulted. That's literally...
No, it's not.
There's literally no comparison. My point is...
If you don't want your cat to get a bang of a car, don't let it out.
I can't get my head around is that poor Harry was lying at the side. It just breaks my heart. He was lying at the side of the road outside his house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lying at the side of the road outside his house for an hour. Now, as it turns out, because we saw the report from the vet, he had two broken legs. Now, can you imagine the pain? That hour must have been excruciating.
Okay, was this driver to do anyway? What was he to do?
Well, I don't know. Let me think about this for a moment, yeah? He could have picked up Harry, brought him to the... In fact,
he could have been up to his eyes. He was in a rush.
I don't care. Is there a vet in Ringsend, actually? Let me see. Oh, yeah, there's three vets in Ringsend that he could have brought him to.
So he should have picked the cat up and taken it to the vet.
Yeah, I think he's...
And because he didn't do that, he's a psycho. He's a serial killer. He's a nut job. An overreaction.
No, it's not an overreaction. We have a woman here whose best friend was Harry.
It's a cat.
Oh, yeah. Well then.
My best friend.
You're literally insulting one of our listeners by speaking.
I'm just saying it's a bit of an overreaction to be calling the motorist a psycho. He didn't set out to kill the cat.
Callous. I would say callous.
Because callous.
Well, that's what it is. He literally knew that he knocked the...
It's a cat.
No, he knew that... It doesn't matter. It was her...
Best friend. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Is this man who ran over the cat and didn't stop a psycho, a serial killer in the making?
And let me guess this straight, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He's not a psycho for knocking over the cat.
Yeah.
You can see by the video he's not to blame for that. He's a psycho because he saw a cat on the side of the road, literally in severe pain for an hour, and left it there until Maura came home. I don't give a shit. Cat or dog, it's the same to me. I'm absolutely disgusted with your attitude towards this. I don't know if you're playing good cop, bad cop for the sake of it, but I'm disgusted.
No, it's a cat. It's a cat. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jess is angry over this.
Can't come on, lads, but I saw the topic, and I tell you what, if any driver was to hit my Bella and leave her just to die on the road, I swear to God, I'd actually go looking for them. I'd be like Liam Neeson from Taken trying to find them. If you are that fucking low, they're like, oh, it's just an animal. Like, it's just someone's pet. Why would you check on it to see they're all right? Oh, fucking disgusting idiots on the road. Fuck's sake. If you hit a human, would you check they're all right? Just if you hit someone's an animal, just make sure that they're not someone's pet. It doesn't. It just takes 5 minutes just to get out of the car and make sure that you didn't wreck someone's family pet. You fucking low lives.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, a moment ago, we played a message from Jess, who was very, very, very angry over somebody running over the cat. It is the law, Jess, just on your message, would you stop if it was a human? It is the law that you have to stop if you were involved in a road traffic accident that involves a human. So, in fact, you're meant to stop if you're involved in any road traffic accident. Where it comes to a cat, no, there is no law that says you have to stop. There is no law that says you have to get out, pick up the cat and take it to the vets. No law at all. But I get your anger, but to be calling this guy a psycho is absolutely ridiculous. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation.
There's a lot of people that are really upset. You have to stop saying it's just a cat because you're really insulting.
Well, it is just a cat. Like cats.
No,
it's well known I don't like cats. I've never liked cats.
That's irrelevant to the conversation. It's irrelevant to
the conversation. Now, I did run over a cat once. I didn't stop because it was a feral cat and it was in the middle of nowhere. I didn't stop. I just kept going. No, the cat was dead.
Oh, well, then that's different. The fact is that Harry was not dead. That's the difference.
How does he know that? How would a driver actually know that? He knows he hit the cat. He hit the cat a wallop, and he doesn't know whether the cat's dead or not. He headed on his way.
Sorry, when Maura got back to see Harry, Harry was still alive. It was obvious that he was still alive. You go out and check. You would check to see, is the cat still... Jesus Christ. Stop playing simple today, will you?
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
I'm sorry, lads.
Dave, this guy who ran over the cat is a psycho. A psycho, a serial killer in the making.
It's a bit much. I mean, come on, to be fair, like, it's not like he got out of the car and made a hat out of the cat or crucified the cat to the bonnet of his car. Call him a psycho, it's a bit of a stretch. Callous, yes. Arsehole, 100%. But psycho is a bit much. You know, he's not exactly in fucking Ted Bundy territory.
No, I agree. All he did wrong was not stop. It's not a criminal offence to not stop if you hit a cat.
No, it's actually, to be fair, I think it's more of an offence if you stop to hit an animal and you cause an accident. Because all of us have been told when we were doing our driving lessons, if there's a dog or a cat or whatever in the middle of the road, maybe by a deer, you are not meant to brake. Because if you brake to hit a car, if you brake to miss a dog, you could end up causing an accident that's going to harm people. So, you know, keep your pets out of the road. But look, I think it's disgraceful. Like, if I had hit that woman's cat, I would have tried to find out who the owner of the cat was. I hit a guy's dog once on the road, killed the dog stone dead, and I felt shit about it, you know. But at the same time, I still called into the house. I was like, look, I'm very sorry. Your dog ran out on the road. I hit him. He's dead. Blah, 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 blah. No, they were upset and all, but at the same time, there was nothing I could have done and there was nothing they could have done. And they said it to themselves. They apologized to me and said, is there any damage to the car? And I was like, listen, don't worry about the fucking car. The car is fine. But they even admitted themselves, the dog shouldn't have been out. If you don't want your pet being hit by a car, keep your pet indoors.
And that's exactly the point that I just made a minute ago. And other people actually commented saying exactly this. If you want to ensure that your cat does not get a bang of a car, don't let it outside the door.
Okay, but don't let your kids outside the door if you don't want to get a bang of a car. That is ridiculous.
Jeremy, hold on. Whoa, Jeremy, hold on a second now, right?
Would you say that if it happened to a child that was running out?
That isn't the conversation.
Come here. If I knew a parent was being neglectful and letting their child run around the road and try to get a belt of a car, I would tell that parent, it's your fucking fault. Your child got a belt of a car.
Okay, but this is not about... I said from the offset, I said it's not this driver's fault that he knocked down Harry. That's not his fault. He was driving. Looking at the video, he couldn't have been doing more than 25 kilometres an hour on that
road. He couldn't. No.
So he was doing... The fact of the matter is, we need to get over the fact that the cat was knocked down. But I cannot get over the fact that that driver left Harry sit there at the side of a road for an hour in excruciating pain with two broken legs. The pain of that must be excruciating. In a pool of his own blood, and he drove off because, according to Adrian, he may have had something else on that day.
He may have had something else on that day.
I find that despicable.
You don't know where he was going or what he was doing. He could have had something on.
Jeremy, I'll agree with you. That's fucked up. It's disgusting. It's callous. It's horrible. But at the same time, and not so much dogs anymore, but cats. And to cat owners out there, stop letting your cats roam free, because the problem with cats isn't just the fact that they're getting hit by cars. Cats are, in a lot of places, cats are considered vermin. Cats do awful damage to local ecosystems. They've been blamed for loads of different species of small mammal, bird, or reptile going extinct. They shit in people's gardens. They destroy... Like, I have a neighbour, and I told her if she didn't get her cats in line, I was going to stick my dog on her cats. Because it kept coming in and destroying my fucking garden during the summertime. Your cat owners have this sense of entitlement about them, because I have a cat and cats are supposed to roam free. And I'm going to let my cat roam free. And then Fluffy gets pasted by a car and it's the fault of the person that's driving the car. I'm sorry, but it's your fault your cat got hit by a car. And I'd say the exact same thing to a parent who lets their child play by a main road if the child gets hit by a fucking car because you're being negligent. If you're going to be responsible for an animal, be responsible for an animal. Don't just be one of these people who gets an animal and then leaves it do whatever the fuck it likes. Because in the end, the animal is the one that suffers.
And unfortunately, in this case, the animal has suffered. Poor Harry is no longer. When you hear, though, this lady asking us to... She wanted us to give out the reg number and everything of this guy's car, which we're refusing... Well, I'm refusing to do.
We can't, because it's not even clear from the video, though. I'm going to give out the wrong reg number. It's not... Can you see it from that video?
You can. Yeah, you can.
It's not very clear to me, I have to be honest.
You can. You can make it out. But I'm not giving out his reg. The fact of the matter is, lads, you can call him what you like. He did nothing wrong.
He did.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He did. He didn't break any law. He left a cat in serious pain.
He didn't break any law. He hit a cat and he drove on. That is not against the law. Simple as that. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Good afternoon, Mr. Terry.
Well, Darren, what do you make of this story? Is this guy a psycho?
I actually cannot believe it's even being talked about, to be quite honest.
Well, it is, because Maura is devastated over poor Harry, her ex-cat, her late cat.
Well, first of all, the cat should not have been outside. End of story. End of conversation.
Says who? No, it's not the end. Says who? Says who the cat should be outside?
Harry, if this was a dog that got run over, you would be the first person to say the dog should have been on the road.
Yes, but,
wouldn't you? What's the difference in the cat and the dog then?
Because, well, accidents actually happen. Accidents do happen.
Yeah, and accidents happen when you hit a dog, but no, the dog should not be on the road.
She lives in a cul-de-sac. She doesn't live on the M50. She lives in a cul-de-sac where...
A road is a road.
No, it's not. The actual cat was hit at about 20 kilometres an hour, probably. And it was just unfortunate that looking by the video, it looks as though the cat's two legs, its hind legs, went under went under the wheel of the car. You know, there's nobody to blame for running over the cat. What the blame is here, Darren...
Well, there is.
Yeah, no, there's not.
Who let the cat out?
Yeah, there is.
If the cat hadn't been out, he wouldn't have got a bang of the car.
There's nobody to blame for hitting the cat. I've said this five times. The blame here is that dickhead of a driver literally drove off knowing that there was a cat there in severe pain at the side of the road, leaving Maura to have to come home from shopping an hour later, Darren, and that cat was lying at the side of the road in so much pain.
Jeremy, let's say if you hit a bird or you hit a crow, would you stop and bring the crow or the bird to the vet? It could be a racing pigeon. It could be someone's racing pigeon.
That has happened before. It happened to me in Rat Mines there about five years ago.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to go to the vet, though.
About 5 years ago, no, it was my wife's idea because she's a veterinary nurse. She said stop and pick up the bird, and she brought the bird into the vets where the vet would have? The vet, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know. But she said
you wouldn't have. You wouldn't.
I didn't say I wouldn't, but she brought the mangy bird.
No,
she brought the bird. What was happening was the bird was on the side of the road. It was after getting hit by a car, and there was other birds coming down to attack it and basically peck it alive. And she said, "I'm not having this." So she pulled over the car. We put it in one of our jackets. She brought it around to the vets. I think it was Charlemagne Street, and got it euthanized within a couple of minutes.
Calling someone a psycho over hitting a cat is absolutely ridiculous.
It's not the hitting the cat. It is the not stopping and tending to the cat and taking it to the vet.
But that man, you don't know your man's situation. He could have been on the way to a hospital appointment. He could have been anywhere.
Exactly what I said.
Hospital appointment.
He may well have been.
Hello. A hospital appointment. So what do you think the chances are that a delivery man, because he was delivering, she said he was delivering, a delivery man, the day he was delivering, was also got a hospital appointment. You're just making shit up now,
Darren. He was a delivery guy, yeah. He was obviously under pressure to get to his next job. He didn't have an hour to take the cat to the vet and all of that. Okay, so Darren, to be calling this guy a psycho is ridiculous, yeah?
Let's say that man did bring the cat to the vet. He would have been stuck with the bill.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
Well, considering the cat had first of all, the cat was chipped, and secondly, all the cat had a collar with Maura's phone number on the thing. So how would he have been caught with it? All he would have to do was ring or get the cat chipped. As soon as you bring a cat in to a vet's from an RTA, road traffic accident, the first thing they do is check for a chip. They would have known that it was Maura's cat. And so he wouldn't be left with any.
Okay, but I'm after getting a message here a second ago from Anthony, you know, regular caller Anthony, yeah. And he said, it is a fact, killing animals is an indicator of a serial killer.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because that's funny.
Oh, it is funny, yeah.
Seriously. So this delivery guy is a serial killer in the making. What do you make of that, Darren?
That's actually, you don't start to begin to be a serial killer at age 30 or 40.
No, but Darren, you
let that woman get a grip.
No, but Darren, you seem to lack any empathy. It's actually scary. It's actually, no, it's not you.
Oh, Jeremy.
No, Jeremy, nothing. You're laughing about a woman. You're laughing about a woman who was at home.
No, no. What we're laughing at. No, what I'm laughing at.
You're all making a big song and dance.
What I'm laughing at is saying that this guy is a serial killer in the making. This delivery guy who ran over a cat is a serial killer in the making.
No, I don't.
I'm sure he drove off through Wings End, headed off home, and didn't think twice about the bloody cat.
I just
does that make him a serial killer?
I find your lack of empathy actually scary, Darren. I find it scary that you've no empathy towards this woman.
So, Jeremy, you don't know me. How would you know if I have no empathy or not? I have no empathy towards someone saying that it's potential serial killer.
You're literally giggling over a woman losing her cat. You're giggling about it. You think it's all a joke.
It's a joke that she thinks she wants this man to be arrested for killing a cat.
No, that's not what she wants.
If anyone has any information, can they contact your show and get this evil scumbag arrested? That's what she said.
Yeah, she's angry and obsessed. Oh, sorry, that's funny. Darren, here, I'm going to try and get her on the show. Will you laugh at her face then? Will you laugh to her face?
I would, yeah.
You would actually laugh to her face. Sorry, Amanda, I know she's in work, but you can try and get her on. No, I know she said don't ring me. Just try and ring her, because Darren's a big man here laughing about Maura, whose life has literally been thrown upside down.
I'm not laughing at her losing her cat. I'm laughing at her
wanting the guy arrested.
No, you find the whole thing comical, Darren, and I find that disgusting. I really do.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Keith on this.
Me, meow. Look, the thing walked down the road, got a bang of a car. It wasn't a child. Cats get flattened left, right, and fucking centre. You always see them out on the fucking road. If you're worried about your cat getting flattened by a fucking car, keep it indoors. I find a way to keep it in and around the surroundings of your garden. Shock collars work fucking great for them. Look the way people have to deal with dogs, but if your cat gets out and it's out wandering and it gets flattened, don't be fucking talking to the drivers. Their eyes are on the road, not about what's crawling on the fucking tarmac.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Amanda has tried to ring Maura, even though she's in work, because, Darren hung up. Darren hadn't got the balls to talk to her. Amanda, I want you to repeat in my ear exactly what Maura said. Okay, so she's not coming. She's available to come onto the show. She would have taken the time off her to come onto the show. But she is disgusted with your attitude. That's you, by the way.
Me, yeah.
She's disgusted with your cavalier attitude.
My cavalier attitude, yeah.
Towards something she has gone through and would expect more from what, for a listener.
Sorry, can I just say, I'm not laughing at the fact that...
You're sniggering. Lost a listener.
I am literally... Sorry, Jeremy.
No, you've literally lost us a listener because
grow
of
up,
that.
Will you?
No, you grow up.
All I have said is it's ridiculous to be calling this guy a psycho and a serial killer because that's didn't stop.
Sorry, that's not the issue that Maura has with you. The issue is that you're after taking a ridiculous attitude. Darren, they're laughing and sneering. Who can have a cat as a best friend? I don't blame her. Maura, I don't blame you not coming onto the podcast to be ridiculed.
Oisín, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Oisín?
I'm not too bad.
Psycho, serial killer.
Get over the words. Get over the words.
I wouldn't exactly call him a psycho, but I wouldn't call him a loony's person either. He knew it was somebody else's cat, and it happened outside. You don't leave an animal on the side of the road like that.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, he probably should have stopped, yeah? But he didn't. And, like I said, this lady wants us to read out his reg number. For what? He didn't break the law.
Well, what if it was a child he knocked down or a
that's
a
completely different. And by law, by the way, if you run over any human being, you have to stop. If you're involved in an accident,
you have to
stop.
I texted in and I said, is that, you're not supposed to stop for an animal. You can cause a bigger accident stopping for an animal, trying to jam on a brake, trying to stop for an animal. But if he knocked it down in an estate, he could have at least stopped and tried to find out who owned it, not leave it to die on the side of the road.
Okay, now, it wasn't an estate as such. It was a cul-de-sac of old houses in Ringsend. But... like I said, to be calling him a psycho, a nut job, a serial killer is just ridiculous.
I don't agree with that either. Like, I don't think he's a bad person, but it wasn't the right thing to do to leave the cat on the side of the road.
Would you have stopped?
Would I have stopped? Of course I would. I don't like cats and I would have stopped. I would have brought it to the vet.
Okay, this guy didn't. He kept going about his day, delivering whatever it is he delivers. And like I said, even if we found out who it was, he's not going to get arrested. The guards aren't going to do anything to him. They'll probably laugh.
No, definitely not. But it's like maybe he'll think again before. I know, like, people will only say it's only a cat, but that woman, that would have been probably her best friend.
And that's what she describes the cat as, her best friend.
It's like she's going to be heartbroken. And I know it's right before Christmas, and he was like, I would just leave the cat. It's only a cat.
Now, again, the argument here is, if you don't want your cat to get a bang of a car, don't let him out to play.
By the way, this is cool.
You can't do that.
No, you can't keep your cat indoors.
You used to keep your cat indoors.
We realised how cruel it was because of this show. We haven't done it since. We let them out.
To be fair, and I don't usually agree with you, Jeremy, but if I had a cat, I wouldn't want a cat out on the road if somebody's just going to run over it and leave it on the side of the road.
Yeah, and I understand that accidents happen, and, you know, when our cat was run over and killed right in front of us, I was devastated, but I was as devastated for losing our cat as I was for the callous nature in which the motorbike fella just sped off.
Exactly.
He knew what he had done.
Exactly, this is what I'm saying. It's like morals. You're not going to, if he had stopped, or like this person today had stopped, it's apologise, I didn't mean to do it. It was the fact that he drove off.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Oisín. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. What is your opinion of somebody who runs over a cat and keeps going? Doesn't stop, doesn't tend to the cat, doesn't take the cat to the vet, just heads off on his way. Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
All right, lads, how's it going?
What did you want to say on this, Ross?
Yeah, look, he's morally wrong for driving off. It's not illegal. Like, it's not against the law to hit an animal, but like that chap just said there again, if you stop and slow down and cause an accident over stopping for an animal, you're actually liable for all of it.
Correct.
I was going to a football match years ago, hated cats, absolutely couldn't despise them. I was just clawed by a cat when I was younger, so I hate them. I killed a cat when I was going to a football match, late going to a football match. I stopped, wrapped the cat up, found the number on his neck on the tag, rang the lady, decided I had a bit of bad news, brought the cat to her, went to the match, just made it in time for the kickoff. It doesn't work just to stop and make sure that the cat's all right, or if it's dead or not. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. And the owners know that as well. A girl I was dating years ago, she got a kitten. Actually, long story short, ended up saving the cat out of a wash machine. He was dead. 2 days later, he jumped out the window and got squashed by a car. So, like, that window was barely open. He pushed himself out the window and was squashed by a car. That person didn't stop. That person kept going. Morally wrong, but it's not illegal. It's not against the law.
No, I've said that several times. It isn't against the law.
He's not a psycho. He's not a psycho. So you need to stop going on with the psycho and the...
Yeah, no, I think it's ridiculous to be... even, like, Jeremy and people like Jeremy going on and on. On. Like, this guy is an absolute nut job.
No, I didn't say he's a serial killer.
Not a psycho, but Joel is exactly his colour.
Really? I don't even get that. Like, this isn't
would
a...
You stop?
This is, I have knocked down a cat and not stopped. Yeah. Now, the cat would have been a feral cat. It wasn't a pet or anything. It was a feral cat. And I didn't stop, no.
You kind of know, but like, there's loads of feral cats around Bray, especially around the office where we work. There's about 30 of them, and a woman comes up and feeds them all the time. You kind of know by looking at cat what's feral and what's not.
And in this case, the cat that I hit was a feral cat.
Yeah, but still, even at that, you're heartless for not stopping.
Yeah, I was in a rush.
Look,
it's always dying.
But I know the cat from looking in the mirror. I know the cat was dead. It was just gone.
Yeah,
it got a right.
Okay, even if feral, I understand about being feral and stuff, but not stopping. I can't see why you can't. I don't see why you, like, if you, you're obviously, your situation is different, but the delivery man, like, I don't see why you couldn't have stopped.
Here, I'm have to get the message.
It's only going to take him a minute or two. Do you know what I mean? What's a minute or two?
Okay, but let's have a listen to this message that I got from Jeff, and here's what Jeff has to say. Sorry, lads, only catching your show now. I think I know the Mora you're talking about because my mother lives on that road in Ringsend. She saw what happened on Saturday, but didn't know that Mora's cat had died. That was not a car, it was a van, and it's an electrical contractor. My mother knows the name of it if you want. I can get it. Says Jeff.
Absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant what?
Well, I'm delighted now Mora will be able to contact that company.
But, absolutely. To do what exactly, Jeremy? Please tell me.
To report to whoever drove the van.
For what reason? Report him and what? Get him sacked?
Well, yeah, or whatever the case
Get him sacked?
Yeah, whatever. I don't
know. Oh, Jesus.
No. I'm sorry. When you... And yes, Jeff. Sorry, Amanda, but you get the name of that contractor because I'll happily put it up on our Facebook page.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You absolutely will not.
Here is the thing. When you are driving a company car, you have to sign, because I know that in my other job, if you're driving a company car, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You have to sign a waiver saying that when you're driving a company car that you obey the rules of the road.
Yes, of course,
and
yeah.
That absolutely.
What way did he not obey the rules of the road?
That you drive in a proper manner.
Drive in a proper manner. A cat jumped out in front of him.
I don't think the company will see it that way, to be honest with you. Do you, Ross? There you go, laughing again.
Oh, seriously. This is laughable. Report. You're going to post the company name on our Facebook page. You are not. You absolutely are not. Ross, what do you think of that?
I don't think that's right at all.
No, it's ridiculous.
If he's over the speed limit, driving recklessly, all that, then maybe, yeah, you have a case to fucking to actually ring up. But if he wasn't, you're going to ring up and a chap could lose his job for not even breaking the law.
And he wasn't, by the way. He wasn't speeding.
No, you're going to open up a can of worms there like that. Do you know what I mean?
Here, lads, everybody calm down. Nobody is going to get sacked over. He's not going to be...
But then why do you want to name the company?
Because he should get sanctioned.
Exactly. Why do you want to ring the company? Yeah. Well, why do you want to report them?
Well, I have to be honest with you, Ross. I wouldn't use that particular electrical company now, knowing that...
One of their drivers didn't stop after running over a cat. Are you listening to yourself? Seriously. Samantha has been on to us and Samantha is angry.
The voice note, because your man is a fucking psycho. Who the fuck hits a cat and doesn't even get out to check if it's all right? Would you hit a dog and do that? And Adrian, you're giving it the large one. Oh, it's only a cat. It's only a cat. If it was one of your little dogs that someone just hit and then left there while it was still alive to fucking die, didn't ring any number, didn't bring it to the vet, didn't do anything, it'd be a different story. He is a fucking psychopath and he is a serial killer. And that's disgusting. That is disgusting. I don't know why people put such a big difference between cats and dogs. It's our animal. It is her animal. And she's probably devastated and heartbroken. God love her. Fucking disgusting.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Nolene, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nolene?
Well, how are you getting on?
Good, not a bother, thanks, Nolene. A psycho is what this guy has been called for not tending to the cat.
But why didn't he tend to the cat?
He was in a rush. I don't know.
Same as you were in a rush when you killed the cat.
Yep, I was in a rush, yep.
Well, how did you know the cat was feral?
I just know by the look of him.
You know by the look of him. Did he have a badge on him saying I'm feral? No, he didn't.
He was in the middle of nowhere. There weren't even any houses around, so he wasn't somebody's pet.
What difference does that make? Hold on for 1 second there. Samantha's right, you're giving it large. You had no proof that cat was feral.
No, I had no proof, no.
You killed the cat and you kept going.
I did.
Are you proud of yourself?
I'm not unproud of myself.
Well, you're disgraceful. You're an absolute disgrace. You killed a live animal, whether it was feral or not, and you drove off because, as you said, you were in a rush. If that was one of your dogs and someone done that, would you say, I was all right?
If that was one of my dogs, I would blame myself because the dog shouldn't be out on the road, okay?
No, but you're to blame for that cat being killed.
Ran out in front of me.
Yeah, so you killed the cat and you kept going. You didn't wait to see whether that cat was dead or alive.
I looked in the mirror and he wasn't budging.
So how long did you keep looking in the mirror?
Well, as long as I could see. And he didn't
which
move.
Which was about three or 4 minutes.
He got a right wallop of the car. He was gone. He was knackered.
You're great. You're absolutely so. You should be proud of yourself there. That you killed the cat and you kept going. If you came across your dog after getting out when a gate was open or a door was opened and someone had kept going driving and left your dog to die in the middle of the road, would you say, sure, you know, it's my fault?
I would be annoyed at myself for letting the dog out, yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Don't tell lies. You'd be going mental at the person that hit them. So don't bullshit.
Anyway, the fact of the matter is that this cat was a feral cat in the middle of nowhere. It wasn't somebody's pet. There weren't even any houses around.
I just know. How do you know that the cat was feral? You're not listening. You're saying that Jeremy's not listening. So you're not listening to yourself there. You don't have any proof that cat was feral. You have to accept that you killed a cat and kept going.
I did, yeah.
You're as bad as that fella that was driving the van.
This cat was in the middle of nowhere. This cat wasn't on the cul-de-sac in Ringsend. This cat was in the middle of nowhere.
How do you know that cat didn't roam and get lost? How do you know that wasn't a cat that someone had in their house that was a pet belong to someone? You have no proof that cat was feral.
I'd be fairly confident that it was.
The point is that you and that gobshite that was driving the van drove off and left that both cats. You didn't know 100% cats were dead.
No, Liam, sorry, this is Jeremy here, the one that has empathy for cats. We're after getting the name of the...
Stop it now.
No. We're after getting the name of the electrical contracting company where the driver is involved.
And what are you going... And so what? What do you intend to do with this information?
You get the number and you give it to Maura and you let Maura ring and let Maura tell them about the pain that she's feeling because her cat was killed by someone that drove off and left him to die. Like Adrian done. Because I tell you, Adrian, if you had knocked my cat down, feral or not feral, and drove off and I had proof, I'd be giving you a little phone call, so I would.
And you'd be right.
I'm so angry. So angry. Cats have the same right to live as dogs do. If that was one of your little precious dogs, Adrian,
I would be annoyed at myself for the dog getting out.
No. Don't start that crap. You wouldn't. You'd be like, where's your electrical company? I'm getting on to them. So don't shite that talk with me.
Nobody is getting on to any electrical company. Sorry,
you can't make that choice.
I am not letting Jeremy give out the address or the name of the company. It's as simple as that.
He has a mind of his own. He can do what he wants. He's not going to be.
Darren, are you trying to get back in there?
This gets funnier and funnier, to be honest.
Yeah, it does, I agree. I'm a psycho as well, because I ran over a feral cat.
You didn't have proof of his crime.
Ask that woman there, has she ever run over? You know the way you get flies in a windscreen on the motorway?
Have I ever run over what?
Have you ever run over a fly or a bird or a rat or anything?
No, I haven't.
I'm sure you have.
Right, well, why did you bother your arse answering and ask me a question if you know me? Like, if you know whether I have or not, why do you bother asking questions?
But if you're saying the same thing today, you fool of a woman, yeah.
Yeah,
crazy
yeah.
cat lady, that's all that's on the radio today.
Yeah, yeah, and people who run over cats, you probably have.
No, I actually haven't, no, but...
Oh, how do you know? I mean, you know,
Nolene, the argument that I would make is, and in fact, Angela made this exact point on our Facebook page a while ago, your animals need to be under your control. They should not be running around the streets because one of the dangers of running around the streets is you get a bang of a car.
There's people driving that don't stop. This is not a point of the animal getting hit. This is the point that you and that fella that was driving the van did not stop. Like, if that was a dog, would he have stopped?
I would hope he would, but I don't know. Again, it's not the law.
Would you have stopped?
It is not the law to stop.
I'm
you don't.
Asking you a question.
There's no.
If that was a dog you had hit instead of a cat.
Well, I actually ran over a fox many, many years ago. Yeah. I ran over a fox, and I did pull in, and he wasn't dead, so I ran over him again to put him out of his misery because he was in agony. Was that wrong as well?
I'm hanging up because you're just disgusting.
What was I to do? Oh, she's after hanging up. Oh. What was I to do in that situation?
Can I just say, Nolene, because I know you're still listening, I am not I'm responsible for the brand here that you're literally trying to ruin. I am not standing by Adrian. I'm not standing by Adrian and the comments he made. So,
okay, hang on. The fox, that's a true story. It happened in the south of Wales, yeah? Yeah. Ran over a fox in the middle of the night. I was trying to get to the ferry in Fishguard, yeah? I pulled the car in. The fox was lying on the road in absolute agony. He wasn't going to make it. So, and I couldn't go near him because he was going to bite me. And I ran over him again. Was that not the humane thing to do?
I don't know.
Was it not?
Who knows?
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Well, lads, how's things?
Good, thanks, Darren. What did you want to say on this?
Lads, come on now. Be a little bit serious now. It's a living thing. It has a heartbeat. It has a brain, everything. It feels the same thing. Like, come on, lads. A cat, a dog, a mouse, a feckin' bird to a fucking pidgey and a budgie. They're all living things. If you hit something, do the right thing. You know, bring it to the vet, find out who the donor is. Social media is alive and well now. Like, you know, all it takes is 30 seconds, put up a photograph on Facebook. Lads, does anybody know this cat?
Sorry, you gave a list of animals. So are you telling me that if I mow down a pigeon today, I should stop, I should get out of the car, I should take it to the vet when the bloody thing is dead?
If you mow down a pigeon, the chances of that pigeon surviving seconds after is very slim. Now, come on, lads, there's been many a pigeon I've mowed down, and most of the time it doesn't end up very easy either. They're killed instantly. But a cat is different. A cat is a little bit more, it's the same as a dog. It's connected with humans now for many different reasons.
There's an awful lot of cats, I don't know if you're aware, Darren, who are feral and actually ruining our countryside. I don't like cats.
That's a different argument. My point is, now we have the name of this literally in the last 10 minutes.
I don't care what name you have. You are not publishing that name of that company. So you're just not.
No, it's not right. It's not right to take someone's job for running over a cat.
What are you hoping to achieve by naming this company?
I'm not talking about naming the company on the air or anything like that, but I'm talking about, and in fact, Amanda, I'm asking you to now hand the name of the company over to Maura. Is that fair enough?
I don't see why. Why are you even getting involved?
I'm not going to mention
that's just creating drama for no reason.
It literally is.
No, it's not, lads. We have a woman who's at home. Well, she's in work at the moment, but has been spent the last 2 days crying because your man left her cat to die at the side road.
That's exactly you going out for revenge then.
Yeah, literally.
But how do you know? Yes, because that cat's life could have been saved had the cat been able to get to the vets earlier. Unfortunately, the cat had to be euthanized because it had been lying on the side of the road with two broken legs for an hour,
yes,
lads.
I can't stand that. I'm not.
No,
that's
no
right.
And that is dreadful. I agree. But to be talking about naming the company, getting on
no
to the company, getting
the company
this guy
now.
Sacked
nobody,
over
nobody,
not stopping.
Again, nobody mentioned sacked. Nobody mentioned naming.
So why would you want to give the name of the company
so
to the woman?
She can ring them up
and say, okay.
Supposing your car was parked at the front of your house. No, I'll ask Darren a question. Darren, your car is parked at the front of the house and an Amazon van scrapes off the side of it and drives off. Would you want to get in contact with the Amazon driver to find out why he drove off after scratching your car?
Because he didn't stop.
Topic over. Thank you.
No, thank you.
That's completely different. A car doesn't have a heartbeat. A car doesn't have a brain. A car doesn't feel emotions. It doesn't feel pain. No matter what you try to say about a car is a non-living object. It's clear as day. You wouldn't go out and, like, look, if this was a different story, if this man deliberately swerved into this cat or reversed back over him or something like that just to make sure, we'd have be having a different conversation. We'd be getting everyone swing up. But this man had an accident. His biggest downfall was that he didn't stop. Now, some people have a conscience, some people don't. Some people think, oh, it was just a cat, that's a dad. But this cat felt that pain for an hour, and that's the problem. Now, going after a man's job.
The guy who didn't stop, he doesn't know the cat was in agony for an hour afterwards. He went about his day doing his work.
But you can't go after a man's job just because of that. Nope. That's wrong.
If that's the case, then
Jeremy or an Adrian as well. If someone runs over my dog, do I run over them just for the sake of it? No, you can't.
Listen to the way they're going on here. Yeah, you probably should. Thanks very much indeed for your call. I want to squeeze in just one final WhatsApp voice note before we wrap this up. This is Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Dr. Doolittle. Come here, Jeremy. It's great that you're showing so much passion for this woman's pussy. But aren't you the very man who rang the management company on a couple of kids who drew chalk outside your place, didn't you? No, the rain was going to wash it off. But it's a cat, Jeremy. I must be a mass murderer to you, are you? The amount of animals I kill on a monthly basis in my yoke, between birds, hedgehogs, badgers, you name it. I mean, if you start jamming on for every animal that pulls out on the road, the insurance company will soon not insure you. Well, come on, Jeremy, it's only a pussycat. Calm down there, will you?
It is only a pussycat.
Hey, there's a couple of issues here that people need to get their stupid heads around.
Yeah, okay? go on.
That nobody used the word sacked.
Yeah, I don't even know why we're even discussing the name of the company.
In saying you want the man sacked.
Like as Jeremy is talking, doing this podcast, he has the bloody website of the company up on his screen. For what purpose?
To see how many cars.
Pathetic.
To see how many cars they actually have.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic
about it as well. Secondly, there's a bigger issue here in that the amount of WhatsApps that are after coming in, there's no point in playing because they're all saying the same thing. They will never listen to this podcast again unless you apologise.
For what? What have I to apologise for exactly?
Well,
because I ran over a cat. I ran over a fox and then hit him again.
Sorry, what's it up to? Over 60 messages.
That caller a moment ago said you're making drama out of nothing for no apparent reason. Literally making drama for nothing.
Are you going to apologise?
No, I'm not going to apologise. For what exactly? Okay. So thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
So you're prepared to ruin the podcast over your pig-headedness.
If you enjoyed the podcast, or even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify.
Subscribe, and they're saying they won't listen to it again because you won't apologise.
One person did.
Sorry, there's about 62 comments there.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.